On this week's edition of Cross Examine, we will be discussing the hypocrisy of the State of Israel's stance on keeping their culture and heritage, however, wanting at the same time creating a multicultural society in America. Stay tuned. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we welcome you to our show. Today is January the 22nd, and we are coming from KKK Radio Studios in the lovely Ozark Mountains in Harrison, Arkansas, where our studios are based. And I welcome all of our regular listeners as well as our new listeners. On this episode, I really want to talk about the hypocrisy of the State of Israel. Now, the State of Israel, to most people, they recognize, or at least believe, I should say, that the Jewish state is the same people as we would look and read and read about in the Bible. Of course, that is really furthest from the truth. The so-called State of Israel is the false statehood of Israel. The Jews of today have no racial connection to those that we read about in the Bible, the same covenant people. They are totally imposters. And there is a slew of evidence out there that the Jewish writers themselves talk about that they are not the same people. That those people that we see, the Jews of today, converted over to Judaism in 740 AD, they converted. There was a mass conversion that was the so-called people that converted over to Judaism in 740 BC, and as a result of that, they are basically a Mongolian type of people. They're a mixed breed. There was an author, Arthur Koestler, had written a book called The 13th Tribe, which sets out historically that these people have no racial connection to those in the Bible of today. And there's been several rabbis over the years, and their own teachings and writings, which confirms this. However, if you really want to know who the people are, we, as white people, recognize that we are the same covenant people in the Bible. But regardless of all this, I want to talk about, again, this hypocrisy over in Israel. Now, Israel wants to maintain their culture, wants to maintain their heritage, and we, of course, have no problems with that. We believe that every race has a right to maintain their culture, their society, and their heritage. However, whenever the white people wants to do that, whenever they want to maintain their culture, then they are considered racist, they're considered bigots, they're considered just evil people whenever white people want to do that. But at the same token, when Jews or any other race wants to maintain their culture and maintain their heritage, then they're considered good. That's something honorable, and we find that that's just hypocrisy in itself. Now, the Jews, as generally, are behind this massive amount of integration and miscegenation on homosexuality issues here in the United States. The Jews themselves proudly state that they are behind all of these anti-Christian movements in America. And there have been writings. You just can go on the internet and look under writings from several Jewish authors and rabbis that confirms this. So go and research yourself. But the Jews themselves are behind movements that are wanting to change the demographics of the United States. They want to change the racial makeup of the United States. But what's interesting is they are also the ones that do not want to change the racial makeup of Israel. They do not want to change it. They are against interracial marriages. They're against interracial affairs. They are against the educational systems where Jews and non-Jews can mingle and be educated together. They are strictly against that. And again, I'm not saying that we are against that. We are in favor of all of this. But again, keep in point, when you have Israel who do not want interracial marriages going on in their own country, but at the same token, they promote and are heavily influencing on our laws and our court systems here in the United States to change the racial makeup of the United States, to change the demographics of the United States of the white population, then yes, we have a problem with that. But case in point, in Israel, you have the Israel's Education Ministry has formally banned a book about an interracial affair between a Jew and a Gentile. And it's because the Jewish state's government says that the book threatens Jewish identity and does not deal with the significance of miscegenation between Jews and non-Jews. And so this is pretty revealing. And again, you have the Israeli Education Minister, Naftali Bennett. And again, the book is banned because it promotes miscegenation in Israel. Now, at the same time, the organized Jewish lobby in America and like I said, in Europe, fanatically supports Israel, demands of Europeans that they accept miscegenation and mixed marriages. And so it's kind of a hypocrisy, like I said, where you have the same Jewish element, the same Jewish lobby that does not want miscegenation in their own country because it threatens Jewish identity. But at the same time, they promote the organized efforts in the United States and Europe to change the white demographics in these two countries. So there is a big problem with that. Now, this book, I'm reading it from the website, newobserveronline.com, and it's an article. And it says, here in the article, it says, among the reasons stated for the disqualification of Dorit Rabinyan's Gator Haya, literally Hattergirl, but known as English as Borderline, is the need to maintain what has referred to as the identity and the heritage of students in every sector, and the belief that intimate relations between Jews and non-Jews threatens the separate identity. The education minister also expressed concern that young people of adolescent age don't have the systematic views that include considerations involving maintaining the national / ethnic identity of the people and the significance of miscegenation. End quote. And now, this was, again, literally from the educational minister. And this was reported in the Haaretz, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z newspaper, and it's entitled Israel Bans Novel on Arab / Jewish Romance from Schools for Threatening Jewish Identity. And this was out in December 31st of 2015. And the official statement, which was released by the ministry, said that not only was it banning it because it needs to maintain the identity and the heritage of students in every sector, but, quote, again, intimate relations between Jews and non-Jews threatens our separate identity. I think it's really revealing because here you have the educational minister of Israel who doesn't want a book in the book in Israel because of the fact it promotes miscegenation. And we would welcome that. We would think that is a good thing. That's something that is very plausible, something that needs to be done. But again, why are they wanting to promote miscegenation? Why are they wanting to promote the atrocity and the genocide of the white people in Europe and in America? Well, the reason they want that is because they want to destroy anything, any resemblance of Christian white America, Christian white Europe. They want those to be destroyed. They don't want any resemblance of a white Christian society on this earth. And so when we talk about these points, or these are valid points, we believe that every culture has a right to maintain itself. Every culture has a right to exist. And when you have these systematic Jewish influence, when you have these systematic Jewish extremists that wants to destroy our culture, but at the same time they want to maintain their own culture, then yes, there is a problem with that. And again, these Jewish groups, like the Anti-Defamation League, and many of you may not be aware of it, but the Jewish Anti-Defamation League describes itself as, the world's leading organization that's fighting anti-Semitism through programs and services that counteracts hatred and prejudice and bigotry. Has basically an entire section of its websites devoted to boasting about the Jewish role in dismantling anti-miscegenation and anti-mixed marriage laws in America. So you have groups like the ADL that is fighting against bigotry, fighting against so-called hatred and prejudice, and again, boasting about the Jewish role in efforts to dismantle anti-miscegenation laws and mixed marriages in America, but at the exact same time, they are promoting, they are encouraging Israel in maintaining their culture, maintaining their heritage, maintaining their society. But again, on the flip side, talking about how white America needs to be destroyed, that these anti-miscegenation laws needs to be done away with, that these discriminatory laws that bans same-sex marriages, that bans mixed marriages, are just evil. But they want Israel to maintain their culture. Again, it's a hypocrisy, something that we need to remember that's out there. There's also school integration is not allowed in Israel. For example, last week there was an attempt by the delegates of the Modern Language Association Convention in Austin, Texas, condemned Israel for having racially segregated schools that once highlighted the U.S. Jewish lobby's interest. And there was an opinion piece in the L.A. Times newspaper by Sari Makdisi, M-A-K-D-I-S-I, who's a professor of English and comparative literature at UCLA, titled "Why Israel's Schools Merit a U.S. Boycott." And they revealed that Israel maintains two separate educational systems for its citizens, one for Jewish children and another for Palestinian children. And the structure, he says, reinforces the profound segregation of Israeli society in everything from matters of citizenship and marriage to housing rights. And this is, again, another example showing that Israel, again, wants to maintain their culture. So they have this educational system. Now, does this sound familiar? United States used to have two separate educational systems, one for whites and one for non-whites. Now, am I saying this is bad? No. We believe that races should be separate. We believe that cultures should be separated in order to maintain their unique identity. And when we have issues like this, when we have educational systems that separate these different children, we believe that's a good thing. And so what Israel is doing is maintaining an educational system one for Jews and one for Palestinians. That's not a bad thing. But when white people, when in America, when Americans had done the same thing, when we America had schools for white children and schools for non-whites, and that had been for decades and decades. But then when you had Jewish groups saying, that is evil, that's bad, we need to be all able to attend the same schools, but then at the same token, they are doing their own way of keeping their educational systems different in Israel, then everyone says, that's plausible. But why is that? Why should they be allowed to maintain their own systems, their own educational systems, and their own right to exist? But at the same token, United States white children cannot maintain their own culture, cannot maintain their own system. Why is it that Israel can maintain their own laws in helping keep their identity in existence? Why can't United States, their white children, our white culture, maintain their same beliefs? It's because of white genocide. They don't want white people to exist, plain and simple. Well, my folks and friends out there, this is all the time we have. This is just a shortened version of cross-examine. And we've just had to cut this in half the time. And so I will see you next week. And remember, be assertive, be diligent in wanting to maintain your society, maintain your culture. Always be out there looking and reading what's going on into our politics. Get on the internet, do your research. If you do the research, you will see the answers. You will find the answers. So I hope you enjoy this the shortened version of Cross Examine. I will see you next week. And remember, you have the right to exist.